Safe Money Show. Keeping your money safe and secure. Giving you predictability. Have the retirement you deserve with our Safe Money Strategy. All the financial news you need. We're here to help you succeed on your Safe Money Show.
Welcome to Your Safe Money Show. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore, and I am excited to be here with our host, the man himself, Todd Schoberg. To know him is to love him. Todd Schoberg. Everyone says it. Todd, how have you been doing?
Oh, I've been wonderful. I got to tell you, though, I had an experience last weekend.
Okay, what happened?
And I mentioned that my wife got a new car. So
oh,
she
wow.
thought we should take a road trip.
Oh, okay.
So she said, well, you need to drive. I'm not going to drive all that way. I said, that's fine. So she said, well, let me tell you about the safety features. She says it has backup camera. It has cruise control. It has side warning lights, and it has front wheel warning lights. I said, oh, that's nice. So off we go. We're driving down the road, and all of a sudden, she puts the GPS map on. And we go, and all of it, we're driving for a while, and we got to take an exit, and then the GPS says, exit in 2 miles. But it's really a woman that talks to me all the time. So
sure. She
says, in 2 miles. So my wife says, you know, we have to exit in 2 miles. Yes,
oh,
I do.
No.
She says, I slowed down. We're going to have to exit in 2 miles. I said, no, I'm okay. We'll get there. And then all of a sudden, the GPS says, you need to exit in 1 mile. My wife says, you know, you have to exit in 1 mile. So I'm cruising along and I have to go and I keep moving. I'm coming about, oh, what does it say? You need to exit in 500 feet. Well, there's a car in front of me. The car automatically slows you down. So now I have a GPS telling me how to drive. My wife tells me how to drive. And my car tells me how to drive. I can't believe how lucky one man can be. I need three things to tell me how to drive, and I've driven 2 million miles myself over my lifetime, but I still need that help. I just had to share that with you. So,
oh, wait, it's her new car. You should have made her drive. You could have been the one. Honey, did you know?
I take a nap when I drive. I don't know if your wife helps you or whatever, but I have one that likes to tell me how to drive a vehicle.
Oh, Todd. Yeah, you have no idea. I'm coming up on a car and I'm not slowing down because the road's wide open beside me. So I'm going to change lanes. You know, I'm on the interstate. My wife yells all of a sudden in my ear just to yell, Tony, watch out. And I jerk back into the lane and almost hit that car in front of me because I thought she saw something I didn't on the left or something. And I'm like, honey, I was moving to the left to go around this car. I don't need to slow down because I slowed down a little bit to get in the lane. And she goes, oh, I thought you were going to hit the back of that car. And I'm like, no, but I almost did after you yelled in my ear. Yeah, that almost caused an accident right there. I try to tell her, the more you do things like that, the more I imagine all the times you're not with me. The majority of time I'm driving and I'm doing these things. How many times have I rear-ended someone? Never. Right?
Exactly what I'm trying to say. You know, it's just unbelievable. But no. I'm sure we're the only two husbands out there that get assistance in driving our car.
We're going to get ourselves into trouble with all the wives out there who like to tell. But it's just, it's not just me. She'll do it with the kids or anybody she's driving with because she's a nervous passenger. That's why I like to let her drive, because if she's driving, there's no problem. But if anyone else is driving, she's panicked because she's driving anyhow.
So
yeah, she's trying. She's trying. She wants one of those student driver cars where she's got a wheel and brakes on her side.
We'd never get out of town.
No, we'd never make it out of town. Well, hey, Todd, you've got a great show lined up for us because you told me the title was Want an Extra $50,000? ?
That was a good title.
And I'm like, yes, I do, Todd. Please send my check too. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a lot of road trips. an extra golf rounds of golf, $50,000.
Sure.
But how do you get an extra $50,000? You don't need to win a lottery. You may just need to access your financial strategy or personal timeline and then make a few tweaks. If necessary, maybe you're already on top of it already, but during today's show, we're going to discuss how you may be able to get an extra $50,000 before concluding your career and you jump into retirement. But before we get into that topic today, Tony, I want to thank you for this new adventure we're in with you. And it's been good. My wife loves you already.
Oh, good.
And so we're moving on. So let's move into our detail for how to get that $50,000 in your 401k. It might be delaying your time, you know, and we're going to go through that. So let's talk real numbers. An article we read about in Kiplinger's said people that retire need to have about $1.26 million to live comfortably during the retire. Now, if you're listening to that, well, I'm nowhere near that. That's okay. Don't panic. Don't give up. And absolutely don't feel like it's too late for you.
Yeah.
There are ways to shore things up. And one of the most powerful is simple. Just work a little bit longer. I'm not talking about adding another 5 or 10 years. Sometimes it's just 6 months or a year. This can move the needle more than you really can think. I mean, if you think about it, you're thinking, I got to work 5 years, 6 years. But if we just put a little formula together here today and you think about 6 months or a year, think about what happens in that time frame. 6 months, your Social Security is going to grow, right?
Right.
And so do the math and you'll see the simple ripple effect. 9 months, a year, a little more time. It's not about grinding out forever. It's about giving yourself a better chance to enjoy the kind of retirement you deserve and dreamed of. So if you're close, but you're not quite there, just know you've got options. You've got time. You've got more power than you really think. It's all about you.
Well, yeah, and that's true. And what you might have, you know, more power if you're working closely with somebody like yourself, a financial professional who's going to look at the big picture, give you a second opinion, you know, calmly approach this. And so there's a lot here. So even 6 months or a year, what would that mean to your Social Security? I assume that's going to increase your Social Security payments and that helps.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. Let's consider the money you live on in retirement first, because most people, it's not just one stream. It's a combination. You got Social Security, maybe a pension, your 401k or IRA, possibly some investment accounts, and some people also have a little part-time work or consulting gig in the mix. Maybe they just do garage sales for a profession. I don't know. Here's the key. It's timing. Timing matters. When you retire, and especially when you start receiving Social Security, you can have a major impact on what those income buckets look like.
Yeah.
So take Social Security, for example. You can start collecting Social Security at 62, but your payments will be 30% smaller than it would be if you waited until what's called your full retirement age, usually around 67. Some people are just before that. And if you hold off until 70, the benefit gets a 30% bump off that full retirement age. Now, I'm not saying you have to wait till you're 70 years old, but if you're close to your full retirement age, maybe 66 or so, delaying even a 6 months or a year can make a notable difference. That's because your benefits are based on your 35 highest earning years, and that's adjusted for inflation. And if you're earning more now than you were in your earlier careers, and most of us have and sure. do, the extra time helps you push those lower earning years out of your calculations.
Yeah.
If you're thinking you don't have enough saved, and if you're not sure I'm ready, just know that every month you keep working, you're doing a few critical things. You're still saving, You're giving your Social Security more time to grow, mm-hmm. and you're not drawing down your nest egg. That's a triple win, because even small delays can pay off in a big way later on.
Yeah. Well, and so Social Security, that covers that. You want to maximize your Social Security, and I know that's something you help people do. What does delaying retirement, even just a little bit, mean for your retirement savings, like money that you're putting in for savings?
Well, let's not beat around the bush. The markets in 2025 have been absolutely wild.
Yeah.
Crazy. One day it's down 1,000. The next day it's up 3,000. It's been a roller coaster. And if you peeked at your retirement account lately and felt a little queasy, your stomach got a little bit goofy.
Yeah.
You're not alone.
Right.
But if your portfolio is taking a hit, one of the smartest moves you can make is give it time. Even 6 extra months on the job can give your investments room to bounce back. And in some cases, you might even come out ahead.
Right.
On the flip side, retiring when your accounts are down is like trying to draw water from a well that's half empty. It can shrink how much you can safely withdraw each year, as well as you may run out of money down the road.
Yeah.
Ultimately, the longer you're in the game, the more the market swing starts to smooth out. Time doesn't just heal. It compounds. And if you know what the magic word of compounding interest does,
yeah.
you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And if you're starting out at those numbers wondering, now what? Or what now? Just know you're not stuck. You have options. You're the captain of your own ship here. One of the most powerful is simply giving your money time to work.
And putting it in the right place to work for you, where you don't have to worry about market ups and downs, things like that. That's so important. And I know you look at your client's situation and say, hey, for you to achieve your retirement goals, this would be a good thing. And most people, they take a risk tolerance, you know, quiz, and then they figure out, hey, you know, I'm pretty adverse to risk. I'm getting close to retirement or in retirement. I don't want to take big risks. Well, then you look at their retirement accounts and it's all in the market. So it's like, well, it's all at risk, right? So
yeah, if you use my Save Money Kit and get all the information in there, yeah. We're going to look at your whole world. We're going to look at your family, your money, everything you have. We're going to put our Safe Money Kit together, and I'm going to put a comprehensive retirement plan for you. And you know, planning, if you listen to the show, you'll probably get tired of hearing the word planning. But if you don't know what you have and where you're going, you don't know if you get there. So you need to put that down, and with a comprehensive retirement plan, that will do just that.
Yeah. And so you talk about that kit a lot on the show. The Safe Money Kit, is that what you call it?
Absolutely.
Yep. So the Safe Money Kit, how can our listeners out there get that kit and figure out where they're at and what their options are?
Well, Tony, all of our listeners can go to our website at yoursafemoneyshow.com, or you can do it right now. You can call my office, and that's 855-22-MONEY or 855-226-6639. Make an appointment today. Ask for your Safe Money Kit. I can mail it to you. We can send it by pigeon. We'll get a drone if we need it. However you need to get that to your house, we will get it in front of you. You can fill that out, and we can start on your strategy and your plan today.
That's awesome. Well, I'll tell you what, Todd, it's been a good show so far. You've talked about how to secure yourself an extra $50,000 for retirement. You know, looking at your retirement savings, whether you have a 401k or an IRA or what you have, there are ways to do it. A lot of tools out there. What do you have for us next?
Well, I'm eager to touch on this. The next of which is delaying your retirement a month or a year. Maybe you also have to realize the possible implications of an impending retirement. Okay. Mm-hmm. Just go from there. Let's rewind the tape a second. A few decades ago, retirement was a full stop. You picked a date, you walked out the door, you made us said a gentle goodbye to whoever was in charge, and that was it. From there, you started drawing your Social Security, maybe a pension, and dipped into savings. But these days, you don't have to be all, it doesn't have to be all or nothing.
Right.
More and more people are choosing phased approach, or just called, it's now called phased retirement. That is easing into retirement instead of slamming on the brakes. You might cut back to 50 hours a week, or maybe from $50 a week. Maybe go quarter time, half time, three quarters time. So you're dropping that time. You're not doing overtime. You're not doing late shifts anymore. Maybe it's you go into consulting for a company. Maybe it's freelancing. Maybe it's just something that keeps you sharp and brings you in a little extra money. And here's the beauty of it all. If you're still earning money, which means you're not pulling out as much from your retirement accounts, you're delaying that extra withdrawal, that gives you money, your money, more time to grow. You know, we talked about it at the county. I know I mentioned I'm a county commissioner now. The county's embracing phased retirement. And the simple reason is they need the people that are experienced. A lot of people have been there 30 years. You can't buy that kind of experience. So they're letting people drop down to 3/4%, still pull their pension, help people along, train those new people coming in. Because you know things, how things work better than a book does or anybody else that supervises around there. You've been at that job so long, it's yours. And having that experience coming back, even part-time, to help that phased retirement. It's not just financially smart. You're staying active. You're staying engaged. And those are both good for your soul, too. If you're looking ahead and wondering what retirement could look like, just know it's not a cliff anymore. It's like a ramp. And you get to choose when you get off that ramp. You make the decision.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's great. And you know what? Obviously, it's so important. And I think we should note, if you enjoy your work and it brings you fulfillment while also giving you the time you want with your family and friends and time for hobbies, why retire at that point? Sometimes the market, marketing geared toward people who are near retirement age suggests that you're doing something wrong if you don't retire the day you turn 65. I know I want to do this as long as my voice holds out. I want to keep doing the show with you as long as you want to do it, right? So
absolutely.
I don't care if I'm 67, if I still have a voice, I love what I do. So, and that's an advantage. Not everybody is in that situation, right?
Yeah, and I do too. I love my job. I love my clients. They're part of my family after all these years, and I want to hang in there for a while yet too. So again, it's not all or nothing. It's what you want. Cutting down to part time, becoming a consultant. There's a lot of options out there that didn't really exist just a couple decades ago. So now let's think about what you actually save or how you actually save and what can happen, add several months or a year to your career. What can really happen? So let's walk into the real world example, because sometimes numbers tell the story best. So let's say you're 67. You got $500,000 in a 401k. You're earning about 5% a year. You're still working, making $150,000 a year, and you're contributing 10% of that back into your retirement account. If you retire today, your monthly Social Security check would be about $2,400.
Right.
Now, here's what would happen if you delay your retirement just a little bit. If you work just 6 months, your 401k could grow over $22,000, and your Social Security benefit grow $576 a year. Working 9 months, you could be looking at an increase of more than $34,000 into your 401k and nearly $1,700 in annual Social Security benefits. Then if you stuck it out for a whole year, your 401k jumps to about $45,000 and Social Security will give you an extra $2,300 every year for the rest of your life. Let that sink in for a minute.
Wow.
Think about that over your retirement, which could be 20 or 30 years. That's a lot of money, folks. We're not talking about adding 5 or 10 years here. It's just 6 months, 9 months, a year, and it can make a meaningful difference on how to confidently, comfortably feed your retirement.
Yeah.
If you choose, but just not quite there, remember that something, a little patience now can buy you a whole lot of peace later. And I tell you what, I run into people all the time that didn't have that peace and did jump off that ramp too soon. And now they have to go back to work or pick up a little side gig just to make it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, there's nothing wrong necessarily with working part-time in retirement. Some people need that or want it, but you want to be able to do it because you want to, not because you have to. And I think that's the big difference between retiring without working with somebody like yourself and retiring with somebody like yourself to help you have a plan in place. And when it comes down to brass tacks, and somebody, our listeners out there, need to decide if they should delay their retirement, what are some of the key factors, Todd, you think they should consider?
Well, here's the bottom line of the truth. Whether you keep working a little longer or retire right on schedule, that decision depends on you, your finances, your mental health, your physical health, your gut feeling about what comes next. So ask yourself a few simple questions. Do you have a financial plan that makes you feel secure? If the money side feels solid, and are you mentally ready? You know, that's a big one that we don't even think about a lot, but are you really mentally ready to walk out that door and not come back? And do you have a vision for what retirement really looks like? How you're going to spend your days? What'll keep you moving, learning, and connected with the community? If your answer is yes, then hey, retiring might be a no-brainer. Get off there and do her. But if you're not quite sure, that's okay too. You're not behind, you're just being smart. Ask yourself what you could do to adjust right now to feel more confident about your future. And if the answer is working a few more months or another year, go for it. You're not just punching the clock. You're giving your assets more room to grow and your future self a bigger cushion to land on. And this isn't about fear. It's about freedom and doing what sets you up to actually enjoy the years you've worked so hard for.
Yeah. Yeah. And that makes a big difference. So how can someone like yourself, a financial professional, help somebody out there determine if they should delay their retirement or not?
Well, a financial service professional, me or someone else, can play a key role in helping clients decide whether delaying retirement by a few months. If you work with me, I'm going to do a comprehensive plan for you. I'm going to put a plan together showing what all your assets are, what your income is, what you can draw income from. I can show you if you're 62, I'm going to put a scale together. I'm going to show you what 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67 looks like. I'm going to show you what that with projections of what your assets are and what your Social Security will do during those years. You're going to get an educated peace of mind plan that's going to say, I can retire on this date. You can't use the old dartboard approach. You have to throw that up
and at
the
calendar. And it's a lot to do just on pen and paper, and you won't be able to accomplish it by yourself. You really need a professional to lay it all out, and you'll have a printed form, won't you? You'll actually have a printed plan.
Your plan will be in writing.
Yeah.
And retirement's a big decision, so do whatever you can to make it successful.
Yeah.
You want it to be a one-time deal. You want to feel comfortable. You want your spouse to feel comfortable. Reach out to me or another financial professional. Get yourself that comprehensive retirement plan. ASAP. Yeah, it doesn't matter if you're 5 years out, 10 years out. You need a plan. Everybody needs a plan so you know when you get there, you finally made it. And I'm going to make that roadmap for you.
Yeah, I think that's great. So speaking of that roadmap, to get that plan, how can our listeners get a hold of you to set up that no charge, no obligation consultation to not only get the Safe Money Kit, but to get that written plan in place?
Well, the first thing you need to do is get my Safe Money Kit. And you can get that at my website, yoursafemoneyshow.com. You can pick up the phone, like I said, 855-22-MONEY. That's 855-226-6639. Come in, make an appointment. You can come to our office at 139 South Union. Walk in the door. We'll give you all the help we can. So make sure you give me a call. Go to my website. But it's up to you to make that action happen so you can get the appointment with me and you can start your path to retirement.
All right. Okay, what's that phone number and web address one more time?
My web address is yoursafemoneyshow.com, and the phone number is 855-22-MONEY, 855-226-6639.
All right. I think we have time for one or two more points, and I know you've got a couple more things you want to talk about. Let's work at least one more thing in here. You've been talking about how delaying your retirement, even by just 6 months or a year, could put up to $50,000 into your retirement pocket. And that's been an excellent, excellent conversation so far. What do you have next for us?
Well, let's talk about the first step when money feels tight. And no, it's not about sacrifice. It's about strategy. So step one, take a good, honest look at your budget. Not in a stressful way, but in a let's get clear on what's actually happening kind of way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That means looking at every penny. Use a money app if that helps, or just a notebook, or call me for my Safe Money Kit. There's a page in there you can use. The goal is to see where your dollars are going and where you can start plugging the leaks. Start small, though. Maybe you don't need 4 streaming services.
Or 10. At one point, we had 10 between the 5 of us, my wife and I and 3 kids. But I have 3 adult children, and we were sharing services. So we were up to about 10, Todd, at one time. But I went through them, and when we were looking at the payments, we did exactly this. We went through all our charges and said, how much are we spending on streaming, for Pete's sake? And we axed about 5 of those. So we're down to 5. We cut her in half. Yeah.
Well, even that, but maybe go through groceries and keep a list on impulse buys.
Yeah.
Maybe that meal plan saves more money than, or more than just money. It saves times and stress too. You know what I mean? I'm going to give you a, Kristen works for me here. I'm going to throw Kristen in the show because we've talked about her, but I do talk about her quite often.
She's awesome, by the way. I like working with her. She stays on top of things. We call her the Todd Wrangler. She wrangles you and keeps you on track, doesn't she?
Yes, she does every minute of the day.
Yeah.
But she hasn't gone into a grocery store since COVID. She makes a list, calls the grocery store, and picks it up.
Yep.
You know how much money that saves you? You don't go buy that extra bucket of ice cream or that candy bar. She says, I've saved more money by doing this than I ever did on anything I've ever done because I stick to that list. I make a menu and I go pick it up and I don't go in that store.
That's amazing. I never thought of that. We should do that with, like, you go to Cub or Target or a grocery store. Yeah, that would really help.
It will, especially if you go in hungry.
Which I've made the mistake of doing too many times.
Yes. So now if things are really tight, don't be afraid to be a big thinker. You could mean, this could mean putting a freeze on unnecessary spending, shopping around for better insurance rates. None of this means failure. It means you're in control and making moves for your future self that you'll thank yourself later for. So remember, when you're doing these things, you're doing them for yourself.
Now, Todd, we've covered a lot today. You started with the question, hey, you want an extra $50,000 in your retirement funds? Well, sure. Who's going to say no to that? We all want that. And you went over some key ways to accomplish it. Maximize your Social Security, work with a financial professional, have a plan. You covered a lot. Timing Social Security, maybe working just 6 months to a year longer. And having different asset classes, looking at where your money can be and how you can get that regular income and not have to worry about it. All right. One more time, give the phone number and web address, and then we got to go.
All right. My web is yoursafemoneyshow.com. My phone number is 855-226-6639.
All right. And Todd, how do you like to finish the show? Same every time.
If I can't prove it, don't do it.
There you go. And that does it for today's episode of Your Safe Money Show with our host, Todd Schoberg.
We're here to help you succeed on Your Safe Money Show.
Brought to you by Schoberg and Holmstrom Financial Services in Mora. Call 855-22-MONEY.